Bink, the humble monster.
So your daughter is a millionaire at 22.
Yeah.
My son is only 12. So that's too early. He can't even capitalize on that yet.
I started the business like literally, right? So for my other daughter, we make Gigi treats, Gigi snaps, and for Giovanna. And we're waiting on that to come, and that is CBD dog treats. And no one is realizing, man, this dog business, like I work with a company called V-Dog, and they're blowing up. All we're doing is making treats. We're making things that you need and putting them in business, and I teach them as they go. And then I put people around them that make a difference, like her accountant and her lawyer. She knows the call directly. She's constantly on with her web designer because the world is going digital. So it's where that kicks in. We use a company called VOTB, virtually only the best. And I literally sit with this company as they market us. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be where it's important to be, just like in dispensaries. They go, what state you going to be in? About a year will be in every state, but not every dispensary, because we are a boutique brand.
That's always better. Boutique is always better approach.
Always better, like
rather being saturated everywhere, like that damn Coogee Clothes was. Coogee Clothes was in everywhere. Yeah,
and we wore that shit.
Man, did we wear that dumb shit.
Man, I don't even have one. I made sure I gave it away so I wouldn't say I had it. But Bill Cosby had us doing all kinds of things.
So listen, I gotta get to it. Cause this is something I've been wanting to ask you myself. I seen you in an interview one time, and I think I'm quoting you right. You said your favorite player of all time is Isaiah of all time.
Well. The one of the most impressive players I've ever played against is Isaiah. Right. My favorite player is Bernard King. Bernard King, because I'm from Brooklyn. And that was it. Everybody kept saying, why not Michael Jordan? I was like, because I hang with him. Like, that's my road dog. Like, I had to admit, he's the greatest player to play in the NBA.
Right.
But boy, Bernard King made me happy to be from Brooklyn. So I gotta say that.
Was that a hurt foot or ankle he played the whole game? What was that?
A broken ankle. He broke his ankle, and he said, just tape it tighter. And game six, that kid gave him 41 on one ankle. Couldn't walk after that. Like, he was done. And like everybody doesn't realize, 1991, we might have beat the Bulls again. Isaiah broke his wrist. So people don't realize he was out half the season. It was just a tough mental thing on him. So, you know, I feel sorry for him because the world doesn't know what was going on. But he wanted to think about this, man. He's 6'1". He's 6'1".
Right.
He's 6'1", and was giving people 30, 40.
Easy.
Like he went to college and won a national championship at 18, then went into the pros and was on the All-Star team at 19. Like, this is the guy. Like, a lot of people don't know that because he was in Detroit and the NBA was marketing a different way. They were marketing Magic and Bird. It wasn't marketing Isaiah, even though he was putting it at this point. So he had to fight. And, you know, when you're little and you fight like that, people look at you and say all kinds of things.
The scrapper.
Yeah, so I had to say that. Like, the playing with a man, you got to understand somebody. No one thought we were going to do everything. We had one superstar. We had Adrian Dantley my first 2 years, 2.5 years, and he's a superstar. But Isaiah was Isaiah. And he got dogged by not being on Dream Team 1. But you know, such is life.
It's crazy because once you finally get the backstory,
yeah,
which is, you know, with The Last Dance now, you finally get a taste of the backstory of what was going on. So it's like, but even with this, it's like, it's still unclear of who this plethora of people is that Jordan was talking about that didn't want him on the team. So,
well, we'll see tonight.
That's tonight?
That's tonight. Tonight, it's so funny because people don't realize that. Imagine this, Bing. You playing with a guy, he's great, he's a great player, there's other great players in the league, and then every commercial has Michael on it. Even guys on other teams, every commercial, they wind up not being any commercials with any other ball players. If you didn't have Michael, you wasn't it. So Gatorade, Coca-Cola, Chevrolet, Ballpark Franks, Nike, if you didn't have, and then they had the same recipe. They were doing it with Kobe. And I remember how that got in between guys. You know, Kobe was now getting all the commercials that Michael was getting. And it's jealousy for no reason. But you got to realize where people come from, too. A lot of them got people around them that's not good, and a lot of them are not secure with themselves. I like hanging with them. That means I didn't have to pay for anything.
So hold up, though, but because we kind of similar in this regard, kind of like, because I've always wanted to work with Nas, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't work with Nas because of my affiliation with Jay.
Yeah.
So did that affect your relationship when you went to Chicago from Detroit?
I think, well, see, this is what happened. They traded me in 92, and then Dennis flipped out. That's when Dennis traded me, and they fired Chuck Daly, and Dennis didn't want to be there anymore. And then Dennis was gone. And then Dennis was in San Antonio, and I was in Miami. And from that point, I go to Toronto. And Isaiah could have traded me when he first got me to the Chicago Bulls. He didn't want to do it. Detroit, he didn't want to do it. He kept me there because he thought I'd be good for the squad. It didn't work out for me. So Super Bowl Sunday, he released me. He let me go. I was the first player to own his rights in the NBA. I bought my rights. So when they put me on waivers, I know it sounds crazy, right? So when you got a contract, you would contract with that team. If that team puts you on waivers, that means they put you on a space that any team can now come and take you off a waiver. And that team that put you on still pays you, but at the end of the time of that year, you're out. So when I found that out, I didn't want to just go be put on wages and go anywhere. So to buy my rights back, they owe me an extra $750,000 at the end of my contract. They took that. I said, fine. So I own my rights. So I went to Miami, and I went back home and was working out. And then Chicago Bulls called when I was developing a television show at Sony.
Right.
And I had to stop the negotiation and went there. Now, I had already been in two other jerseys since I left Detroit. And everybody out there needs to realize, like, the NBA is like IBM. You work in the Detroit office, Chicago office, Miami office, New York office. So, like, what LeBron and Kevin Durant are doing is what I did. I bought my rights. I own them. I'm my own free agent. I pick where I want to go. That, because it's my life. It's my career.
Right.
And if you're just going to let them ship you around, you'll be a journeyman. If you said, well, I was a journeyman. No, I chose each spot I went to other than Toronto. Everything else was my choice. When time came back to play in the Laker uniform, I owned the rights. So nobody else was in the way of it. And when LeBron did that, I was like, yo, this is the smartest thing in the world. You can literally design your career. And once you win a championship, you're now in a different group. So now, is it about money? After a while, it can't be about money. Kevin Durant got a $400 million sneaker contract. Can't be about money. It got to be about, then that's when you start loving the game again. So Carmelo Anthony, right, took a really big pay cut because he loved playing basketball. He knew that if he shows him he can play basketball, he can now choose the way he wants to go. I still thought Carmelo should have been a Laker. You know, they got Anthony Davis and they wasn't able to work it out. But with this pandemic, if I was the Los Angeles Lakers, I go get Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony in a heartbeat.
But then he got an MO for not playing on D though.
Well, it's a trip. The whole NBA doesn't play D. That's why they're scoring. That's why they're scoring so much. What you need, right? You need to put it in the basket. And if your offense is so dominant, you got defensive players. We had a guy named Orlando Woolridge.
He wasn't. I remember him, number zero.
He couldn't. Orlando wouldn't play defense to save his life. But so he was behind us. You had to know. Mark McGuire wasn't so good at it. James Edwards said, they don't pay me to play defense. They pay you to play defense.
Listen, so James Edwards' mustache had his own identity.
I got that from Biggs Markie when I named him Buddha. Your nickname, he had a cousin with her. A nickname must be Buddha. Must be Doodle. Like, seriously, we named him Buddha because that mustache. Look at
him. Well, that mustache. Listen, I would hate to see him drink milk or eat chips or anything like that. Like, that mustache was offensive. Straight up. You ever got a
chance? Hey,
what? Hey. What'd you say?
I just realized you could work with Nas now. If Nas wanted, because Nas now
thanks.
Yeah, like he stepped outside of Large Professor. He telling you. You can get I call him and say, yo, Bink ready to do this.
Listen, you know what is crazy? They came here, the Mary Nas tour.
Yeah.
Came here and I fanned out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And I played the groupie role for a second. And hung out backstage and cussed out a couple security guards. No, I wasn't supposed to be out there. Ain't had no credentials and shit, trying to get at Nas. So finally, LaTanya see me.
Yeah.
Mary's sister. She's like, yo, come in. So I go in the dressing room. Who comes in? Nas. Shoot my shot, because that record he did was Swiss. I did my own little remix I sent to you. My own remix and tried to get them to use it. They didn't use it for whatever reason. So that was just me, like, trying to just get his attention, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yo, that shit was incredible. Ooh. But he left it right there. So I was like, okay. So maybe I have to do this again.
Well, we know business to the artist isn't where it is. The business goes to the business person. And so maybe the environment. But yo, I saw him about a year ago now. But he out here, and it will not go past my memory. If he's still gonna do music,
listen,
he might say, hey, come over here and do this with Dave East.
Listen, I'm trying to get it Nas. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to get it Nas. That's my bucket list. Nas, Three Stacks.
So you wanna know what's crazy about you and I? Big, we have done some of the most amazing things. You have worked with like the biggest name ever. You, I just remember you just put things in all the spots. So I played with Michael, Kobe, Shaq, Isaiah. You know what? I still wanted to play for the Celtics. Like I wanted to be a Celtic. At any, just like you just did, out of all the greatness, I personally wanted to wear green and white. I have no idea.
I mean, what other team got flags up that says 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86? Like, who else got flags up like that?
Yeah, I'm so like you, though. I can do great things, but I want to do what I want to do. I hear you.
Stick to it. Nas is like, I know what I can do with Nas. Like, I know. I understand what he needs. You know what I'm saying? And it's been years, man, like, I would cringe on some of the music they would give him. Like, yo, who is behind this guy? Like, who is doing this thing? You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't be the double agent guy either.
Yeah.
He's all out beef with Jay, and I'm over here doing records with Nas, and I'm over here baseline with Jay. They're like, hey, yo, like, that ain't a good look. So I won't raise like that. So I'm like, yo, I got to leave that alone. I can't even visit that right now. I'll come back to that later, God willing. So it's that time. know
what I'm saying? We worked.
Yeah, I'm due. Like, we due for one, bro, because, like I said, I know what I could do with Nas. And it would be amazing.
I can't wait to bring you with the artist. I can't wait to get to Virginia and say, what, because you're going to think I was, I know you think I'm crazy, but, like, I don't know if people know, I've been at this music business since when I was trying to rhyme in 1978. I was rhyming in 2000. My boy Tommy Allen just passed, DJ Tommy Allen on WBLS with MC Johnny T and the Mass Production Crew. Like, I thought I was going to be a rapper. My brother grabbed me one day and said, hey, there are no 7-foot rappers. He said, and then I had a skateboard. I remember I had a skateboard. He said, this your skateboard? Yeah. Put it against the wall, kicked it in the middle and broke it. He said, once you break your collarbone, you can't unbreak it. Go shoot hook shots. So, like, I've been wanting to do everything else in the world except shoot hook shots. So I finally realized it. Did as many hook shots as I possibly can.
That's hilarious.
It's a true statement. I was like, yeah, that's why, like, I remember somebody sent me a Nas tape when he was just a tape, and I played it, and I'd be in the gym before 4 o'clock in the morning. And I remember one time when the Rush show came down to Atlanta. I was at Georgia Tech. It was 1984, 85. I opened up the gym, and after the concert, everybody was in the gym playing. All these, and I was thinking, I said, y'all are in here playing wanting to do what I do, and I'm wanting to do what you do. But it's all every athlete. Oh, you know what? Damon Lillard has flow. His record
Listen, the diss record. I won't mad at the diss record at all. I can't lie.
Yeah. He came with it. But
I'm actually working with Michael Bennett right now.
Really?
That part.
All right. So Michael Bennett. You know, there was a guy named Alex Avant, who had a voice too. So Bennett, can he sing, or is he rapping?
No, he rapping. He rapping. But I got him on some shit. I wouldn't even fuck with it, John. I promise you. I wouldn't even mess with it if it weren't right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen me do no checks.
Yeah, you'll tell him. You'll be like, hey, this ain't for you. My beats are not for you. That's the thing about you.
I remember when Gorilla Black people came to see me in Cali. I'll not forget it. They came to see me, and I was working with Anthony Hamilton that day. And they were like, yo, we got this artist, and yo, he's like so much like Biggie, blah, blah, blah. So the whole time they talking, I'm looking, I'm like, bro, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Like, you saying so much like Biggie. No, you just got to hear it. So he played the music, bro. I let him play about 4 records, man. And they was like, what do you think? I can't do it, bro. I can't even do it, bro.
I used to like Gorilla Black. I ain't gonna lie.
It was too much.
I
guess because
I missed Biggie so much.
It was too flagrant. I couldn't do it. I say, bro, you not understand that I signed to Stevie J trying to get at Big. Now watch this. I signed to Stevie J. Not even 2 months later, they called me 3 a.m. Yo, Lil C, look him in here referencing one of your records right now. I'm like, what? Like this, nigga, Puff on it, Kim on it, C's on it. I know I'm getting it Big. There's nothing to talk about. So I end up getting C's first single. You don't want to play around? You know, that jump, right? Yep. That was one of my first singles by myself. Bro, Big got killed not too long after that. I'm talking crushed my soul. You hear me?
Yeah.
Crushed my soul, bro. So when they came to me with that Gorilla Black shit, I was like, it's nowhere in hell I'm touching that shit.
Yo, Vic, you could have looked at it this way. You could have looked at it was the spirit still wanting to get down. Because when I heard him, I said,
I got to give you an old school face on that one.
I'm always trying to find the positive.
I got to give you the old school face on that one.
Yeah.
Never. Uh-huh. My integrity is too strong for music, bro, for me to even allow somebody to give me something that's carbon copy. If you carbon copy something else, I want to do it to you. Like, real shit. Like, I want I want that guy that you're mimicking.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, my wife is looking at me. It's Mother's Day. I got a brother.
Hey, man. Hey, I appreciate your time, brother, man.
Love all you. Love. Yes, anytime sir. You need me, holla.
Got this you. 2 weeks, though. We on the 2 weeks, though. I'm going to hold you to
that. Yeah, I think it's right before Memorial Day. I'm in Virginia.
Okay, there it is.
One love.
My God.
Yes.